SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Pro-Hamas supporters take over a Senate office building, demanding a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. It comes as the Senate is debating President Biden's request for military aid for both Israel and Ukraine. Dozens of protesters were arrested by Capitol Police after spilling red-stained money symbolizing aid to Israel around the atrium of the Hart Senate Capitol office building. One person climbed the mountains and clouds sculpture to hang a banner. Also at SRNNews.com, at least six people are killed after three tornadoes slammed into Tennessee communities around the capital of Nashville. National Weather Service forecaster Scott Unger says there was widespread devastation from just one of the tornadoes that touched down in Clarksville, Tennessee.
114 homes that were destroyed, 268 homes with major damage. Unfortunately, we had three people that were killed along with 62 injuries. And that's just in the past that was in Middle Tennessee. This tornado actually continued into Kentucky, and it was actually a full path of about 42 miles.
In all, 11 Tennessee counties were affected by Saturday's severe weather. Firefighters searching the rubble after a portion of a six-story Bronx apartment building collapsed. No reports of injuries as of early Monday evening. Coming up on the holidays, people looking to travel. Correspondent Rita Foley reports AAA says Americans just want to get away.
The AAA says the desire to get away is stronger than they've seen in a very long time. People are willing to adjust their budgets in other areas of their life, says spokeswoman Aixa Diaz. But they want to keep traveling, she says. Top destinations this year include Florida, California, the Virgin Islands, and London.
This is SRN News. The gospel is spreading in Egypt.
That country does not welcome big Christian evangelistic events, but Dr. Michael Youssef managed to hold one in Cairo last month, and the results were encouraging. The popular Egyptian-American pastor tells the Christian Post that more than 17,000 people turned out, and thousands of them made professions of faith. Youssef says, quote, "There was such a presence of the Holy Spirit in Egypt as we have never experienced before." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican Missouri lawmakers are renewing their call to allow homicide charges against women who have abortions. Measures that would accomplish that have been introduced in both chambers of the state's legislature for consideration in the session that begins in January. It's a step no state has taken since the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade last year caused rapid shifts in the nation's abortion landscape. Most Republican-controlled states have adopted bans or restrictions. This is SRN News. Smile Direct Club is shutting down. Ed Donahue has more.
The teeth straightening company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection at the end of September. Smile Direct Club says it couldn't find a partner to keep the business afloat. For existing customers, Smile Direct Club's aligner treatment is no longer available. The advice is to consult with a local dentist for further treatment. Customer care support for the company has been stopped. Orders that haven't been shipped yet have been canceled. And the lifetime smile guarantee no longer exists. Smile Pay customers are still expected to continue to make payments. Smile Direct Club once promised to revolutionize the oral care industry by selling clear dental aligners, an affordable alternative to braces, directly to consumers. I'm Ed Donahue.
A group of lawmakers from New England and Alaska says a federal program that protects the health and well-being of commercial fishermen should be expanded to include substance use disorder and worker fatigue. More at SRNNews.com.